place when they poured it from bottle to bottle.
Well, they had a little thing called a funnel out that big round top and down to the bottom and sit in the bottle, and they poured it in up here at the top and it went down and went in there. Little metal thing called a funnel they used.
You were talking about driving a buggy a few minutes ago. You know, when you're hitching your horse up to it, what do you call those things that you have to back in between?
Shafts, buggy shafts.
I see. When was the last buggy you saw, you reckon?
The what?
When do you reckon the last buggy you saw was? When did you see it?
Oh, about a year ago.
Oh, really? Like pretty recently, then.
I got a sister-in-law. Did have a good one. I guess she still got it. She got none to work to it, though.
I see.
She wouldn't sell it and give it away, though.
Well, did people used to use these things when they were driving buggies, you know, to crack over the horse's ears to make them go faster?
Whip.
Use the old buggy whip.
Buggy whip, yeah.
What were those things made out of?
Most of them made out of rawhide and leather. They all had a steel, piece of steel rod in them at the bottom, that way it'd give them a handle.
Oh, yeah.
Stiff the handle then.
The idea was just to make a lot of noise?
No, the thing was whip to make the horse go. Another thing was it kept the dogs out of your buggy with that thing, too.
I see.
They had a good cracker on them that you could reach over, give a dog that, catch him through the flanks. His flanks and belly down there when he got loose from that cracker. Well, he went. He didn't pull into that thing no more.
It popped pretty good then.
You can cut some blood out of anything with one of them buggy whip crackers.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they're used for. Keep the old dogs out of your buggy. They'd get in, and some of them would. Old mean dogs.
I see.
They called it making for the buggy animal, but that was the main object of things, to keep the dogs out of the buggy. They never did say that, but that's what the main thing they used for.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if a farmer was going to take some corn to the mill to be ground up, you know, the amount that he could take at one time, what did he call that?
Sometimes they called it a bushel or a half bushel. It's commonly called a turn of meal. Turn of corn for the meal.
And that was just the amount that he took at one time?
Yeah, it all depends on. It's commonly called a turn of corn for the meal, turn of meal for corn. But they measured by the bushel and a half bushel. Another thing they done, they finally got to weighing it and told it according to the weight.
Mm-hmm.
1 pound out of it was 5. That was a legal toll.
I see. You know, you were telling me about kerosene lamps that you use for light. Well, nowadays, in these electric lamps, you know, if it burns out, the thing that you replace, what do you call that?
The bulb.
That's just the bulb to it.
Yeah, the bulb.
Or?
I replaced the main one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one thing I meant to ask you when you were telling me about barrels. You know these metal things that go around the barrel?
The hoops?
Yeah. Did you ever see children play with those things? Rolling them around?
Lord, I rolled them many a time when
Is
I was
right?
a kid.
Yeah.
We used to play running through the hoop. Roll the hoop across the yard. If you could run through that hoop, you were a good running through the hoop player. But if you throwed the hoop down, fell on you, why, you were no good. And if you were very big, you couldn't get through that hoop.
Is that right?
How hard you tried.